This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You look like you're just bored to death, and you want to get away.
Welcome back. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home, receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price. That's right. Instantly get up to $10,000 in savings towards your new home. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in markdown with tremendous year-end savings. With nearly 40 communities across the metro St. Louis area, there's a McBride home for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Strick will be here in the 12 o'clock hour, our Wednesday visit. Oh, we're going to also open some surprise boxes from Globe Drug. We did this on TV the other night. It's the coolest thing. And if you ever go to a neighbor's party, you just need something to bring. They're really fun because they put random things in there. So we opened one on TV the other night. It had a Cardinals 1987 National League pennant. It had a 45, I forget the band, but there's always like an old piece of music in there, a 45. There's a deck of cards. It costs like $3, and it just has a bunch of random weird stuff. But Strick will also talk some Blues. They are riding a winning streak of one. Beat Coach Hitch last night.
Now they're due to give up 7 goals in their next game.
And when they win a game like that against a quality opponent on the road, it could be really encouraging, but I find it more maddening. Because I look and say, well, isn't this, so you are a decent team. So you can be a decent team. Yet they play like garbage every third game. To me, it adds to the confusion.
Last night, Jake Allen did not look like the 38th ranked goaltender in save percentage in the National Hockey League. He looked really good. And it, you know what? I know this. We're not hockey aficionados. But it seems like when the forwards like help out a little on the backside, that really does make a difference.
It's the old Hitch when he was here, the buy-in.
Maybe the fact that Hitch was there, it kind of helped their defense.
They finally dialed it up a little bit. I can't stop looking at him and thinking how dramatically different he looks. And I know Charlie screen grabbed it and put it out online last night. It is amazing. I would like to have him on the show just to talk about his diet, because it had to be somewhat hardcore to just transform himself. He's 67.
He had to buy into the diet, Martin.
Total buy-in by Coach Hitch. And now they'll go to Vancouver tomorrow and play well again?
Well, last time they played Vancouver, it didn't go so well.
They'll probably lay a huge egg.
That was 80 or 90 pounds? Is that what it was?
I don't know what. I've heard 60. I've heard 70.
Can you really get the clothes altered, or you just have to buy just all new clothes, which would really be expensive, especially a guy like Hitch who's probably got 25 suits or something.
I'm sure there's a tailor in Edmonton is giving him free stuff now.
I think you buy when that much weight, it's not 10, 20 pounds. You probably are buying new clothes. Not related in terms of the amount of weight, but we saw him the other day, the 1-2-3 club. Mike Claiborne is slimming down.
Waist related too. That's a guy. In fact, he told me he has to buy all new clothes.
And he always is dressed to the nines anyway. So I went up to him the other day and I said, "You getting new clothes?" He said, "What do you think?" That would be a yes.
All right. What else? So tonight we have Billikens and North Carolina Central. Travis expressed great fear in talking. They got some really good offensive players.
They got a lot of kids over there.
We have National Signing Day. What else do we have?
I'm with Coach Sunkin. I prefer February. And I think most of those Trinity kids, Isaiah Williams will make it official, but most of them are going to wait till February. And I understand getting it out of the way is good for some of these kids so they don't get pestered, but I like February to still have the sizzle.
I guess if you're a coach and they're trending against you now, you're kind of hoping, hey, let's delay this thing to February, see what we can do. I mean, how about the Auburn coach that was actually in Kelly Bryant's home the day he made the decision for Missouri? Can you imagine, it's like a girlfriend dumping you and you showing up at, are you sure we don't have a chance?
I think if I'm Barry Odom and a kid is in love with Mizzou, he's like, get that sign, buddy. And then if you hear he's on the fence, you really need to take your time. You need to think this through. There's no hurry.
Take the month.
And we had some clips yesterday. I think Derek Dooley and Odom were talking about it and basically said, you just never know. And these are high school kids. And Dooley said there's always another school or two who's calling them or poking them a little bit to the last second.
And they all change their minds. Right. I mean, there are some of them that have told schools that I'm not coming, and then they change their mind. I mean, just think for a stretch there, Martin, like Missouri's thing with Blaine Gabbert, Jeremy Macklin, and then there was another wide receiver from DeSmet.
It was around that, not Prince. No. When they...
All three of them signed elsewhere. All three of them ended up at Missouri. And Gary Pinkel said...
Was West Kemp of Missouri?
West Kemp, yeah.
West Kemp was...
Yep.
Where did he go originally?
Wisconsin, maybe?
Then you had... Blaine was going to Nebraska.
Yep.
I think Bill Callahan might have been the coach, got fired, something like that. Macklin, greatest decision he ever made, in my opinion.
Did he play this year, by the way?
No. And he tweeted out something a month or so ago clarifying he had some injury issues. So I think people just assumed that nobody wanted him or he was kind of done. He basically said, and I forget if it's an Achilles or whatever, but he's going through injury rehab this year and is planning on playing again.
Because he got about 8 or 9 years in the league, I think.
Yeah, well, I had a nice run. But from what I read earlier this year, he plans on playing next year and didn't go, quote, unsigned this year. He basically was out because of an injury.
Well, let's hope he can get another year out of him.
If he'd gone to Oklahoma, I'm sure he would have been great and still would have ended up in the NFL. But his St. Louis cachet, because he went to Mizzou and at a time where they were on the rise and he had some huge moments, people still love that name in town, still resonates.
You know,
if he'd gone to Oklahoma, we're like, oh, yeah, that's right. He was a Kirkwood kid. It changed everything, I think, for his St. Louis reputation, just having gone to Mizzou.
Yeah, that's why I have no problem with kids who pick other schools. That's fine. Do what's best for you. Never second guess them. Don't be one of those message boards people ripping them. But you got to remember, when you do leave, you're not going to be remembered, you know, like some of these kids that go to Mizzou or SLU or Illinois. So, all right. Before we end this program, I do want to tell you about my friend Chris Brown. He's got a company. It's called Winning Streak, and they're the best at what they do. Everyone knows Winning Streak is the go-to for custom jerseys and apparel for travel, baseball teams, schools, and businesses. But did you know they can set up an online store with your team's custom apparel? It's a great way to raise money for your club or team and promote your brand at the same time. Call or email to set up a custom store. They will set you up today, 888-570-6194, 888-570-6194, winning-streak.com. What do you have coming up at the 12 o'clock hour?
Oh, hardcore hockey talk. Strick is here. It's also, he said this is our Christmas edition because we won't see him next week.
He might be a little late because he's coming from his daughter's holiday play or concert or whatever at the school.
All right. We will we'll persevere minus Chuck and short Blues talk coming up. Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.